A very good morning to you. It is Saturday, the 11th of April 2020, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. Gone fishing. John chapter 21, verse 3. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." The Lord Jesus Christ, his hero, his savior, his reason for living had been crucified. And Peter and the disciples had decided that there's no way forward. They were going back to the life they knew before they met the Son of God. How are you feeling this morning, my dear friend? Last night in South Africa, we were given the results of our president's speech, which was that the lockdown will be increased for a further 2 weeks. This morning, maybe you're feeling very disheartened and you're going back fishing. There may be men listening to this particular thought and saying, well, my business won't last another 2 weeks. Or maybe they're saying it's already too late and they don't know what to do. Well, I want to tell you that Jill and I got retested for the coronavirus. And last night, our results came back. We are still positive. And so we need to wait for another 7 days. How are you feeling today? Well, what happened? The Bible tells us that Peter caught nothing. And then in verse 6, while they were trying to fish, Jesus stood on the seashore and he said, "Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat and you'll find some." And they brought out no less than 153 large fish. My dear friend, listen to me carefully, please. This is very important. Tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. Jesus Christ is not dead. I can tell you that right now. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. It doesn't matter how you're feeling today. Just say two words, but God. But God. You say the economy is on its knees. We say, but God. You say the glass is half empty. We say it's half full. But God. This will pass over. This country will be completely restored, and the greatest revival the world has ever seen is about to start. Stand firm, and God, through Jesus Christ, will resurrect not only this country, but you yourself and your future. Until tomorrow morning, God bless you and goodbye.